Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Matt McCaw is a former coach at Chattanooga and UMass. College basketball analyst for NBC Sports and the Field of 68. He joins us now. Matt, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time as always.
Oh, guys, appreciate you having me on. Nobody loves talking Memphis hoops more than me, okay? The town of Memphis was good to me while I was at Florida with Chris Chioza.
Oh, yeah.
Good to me when I was at Chattanooga with Greg Pryor and Jonathan Burroughs Cook. And had I been smart and stayed at Chattanooga, I would have had a chance to coach Jalen Crutcher, who had signed with us before I left for UMass. So, man, Memphis hoops, it's a great place. It's a great place for high school players, and look forward to talking a little bit about it today.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I recognize it makes so much sense now because amongst the national media, which you are now willingly or unwillingly a part of, you are one of the few that I've heard say good things about Penny, which we'll get to in a minute. But I do want to talk a little bit about Chris Chioza. That is one that, as a Memphian, sticks in my craw. And it's not your fault. You did a good. You did what you were supposed to do.
Oh, they were smart.
And you identified the talent. But like, take me through that recruitment. Were you guys ever worried? Because Memphis got in late, but you know what the history is with Memphis when they get in on Memphis kids. Were you worried at all that when they got like, just take me through it.
It was John Pelfrey, who's now the head coach at Tennessee Tech. Former head coach at Arkansas, went back to Florida with Coach Donovan. Me and him got back there at the same time. We're assistant coaches together. There's nobody better than Coach Pell. He had a relationship with Coach Hurd, and we got in with Chioza, I want to say his junior year. It was him and LaRon Black playing for Team Thad. LaRon went on now. I think he's still a GA for Anthony Grant, another Florida Gator at Dayton. And we were recruiting both those guys, and you could just see, and Chioza comes from a great family, he's got great parents, you could just see, even though he was so young, just his feel. And I think that's what really caught Pell's eye and eventually Coach Donovan's eye was Chioza's feel for the game. You could put him in a pick and roll, and he made the right play. It didn't matter what size he was. He played with great pace. He pushed it. He got his teammates involved. But that feel was something that Coach Donovan was always looking for in recruiting. We only got a chance to coach him 1 year. I took the Chattanooga job in April. Coach Donovan took the Thunder job in May. So we only got that opportunity to coach him for one season. But it's great. It's great to see the success that he's having. You know, wins a world championship last year with the Warriors. The numbers he's putting up right now with the Long Island Nets is just through the roof. I actually interviewed for that job over the summer with the Nets. They ended up going with a different direction, but man, that would have been cool to get an opportunity to coach him again. Cause like I said, comes from a great family, just solid, really, really good people. And it's great to see the success that he's having.
Well, it's kind of a similar story with Crutcher. Cause I remember sitting up here talking with my co-host here, John Martin, and we're practically yelling at Tubby, what are you doing letting this kid get out of town? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we knew how tough Crutcher was coming out of Ridgeway. And we said, Tubby, if there's anybody you can get, it's somebody that might be under the radar like this that's going to be an absolute gem for you. You must have known early with Crutch. Did you saw it early when you recruited him?
He came to Elite Camp my first year at Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. He was cousins with Jonathan Burroughs Cook. When I got to Chattanooga, obviously Greg Pryor had already established himself as a starter for them. We took Burroughs Cook right when I got there. We recruited him. I drove to Memphis, I want to say on like day two of my job there, took that drive from Chattanooga to Memphis to meet with Burroughs Cook. And right then and there, after that meeting, Burroughs Cook called me and said, my cousin's really good, coach, and you need to go see him. So we had him to elite camp. He was playing for Cowboy AAU that summer. And I guess the knock on him was just his overall size, and he hadn't grown and developed. But again, you hear me use that term feel.
Yep.
He has it, and he still has it. And playing against him for 4 years at UMass was banging my head up against the wall every time we went against him. And I coached C.J. Anderson at UMass,
yes.
another Memphis guy, who my first year there, if you want to talk about overachieving, we did. We beat Providence, we beat Georgia, and we beat Dayton twice that season, and we don't do that without C.J. He was unbelievable, another guard with great feel, great size. So, but Crutcher had it, and you could see it. And then, you know, what happened was is his freshman year at Dayton, he got a chance to play and play a lot, and he really grew, and he developed that year and got to play through some mistakes. And I think that that was big for him. And then all of a sudden, his body starts to change.
Yep.
His body starts to develop. And I think that ultimately was why he was able, not only was he a really, really good high school player, but he was ultimately able to be one of the best guards in the Atlantic 10, because that freshman year, he got to play and get better and improve.
Yeah, we're talking to Matt McCall, former UMass and Chattanooga coach here on the show. So I caught a few videos from Field of 68 where you were talking about Penny Hardaway, and it just kind of struck me how, you know, again, like I reference these, you know, national media people who just seem to be very critical of Penny, and he's not above reproach. Like, I'm not trying to send that message either, but like, what are you seeing in Penny? Because you've been pretty positive about him, and I think you've said things to the effect of he's not getting enough credit. What is it about the job that Penny's doing, you think, that's impressing you?
I think as a head coach, you've got to go through some things. And Penny, unbelievable player, one of the greatest players of all time in the NBA. I grew up a Magic fan. I'm from Ocala, Florida. So when Shaq left the Magic, I was heartbroken back then. I think whatever that was, 1995, I had to have been 14 years old. So I grew up an hour from Orlando. And so watching Penny, watching the Magic, and I'm not being positive because I was a fan, but he was a great player, no question about it. But he's a young head coach. He may not be young in age, but he is a young head basketball coach that needs to go through some things. Like, if you think about this too, taking over for your alma mater, that's not an easy thing. Like, I can't imagine going to the University of Florida and being the head coach at the University of Florida. Oh, and by the way, I'm Penny Hardaway, and I'm the greatest player arguably in school history. Like, think about the guys that have taken over for their alma mater. Not too many of them have had the success, especially former NBA All-Stars, that he's having. He's churning out 20 wins a season, and he's going through some things. When he first got there with my man Mike Miller, and those guys were going after the absolute best players in the country, bona fide five stars, no question about it. We're going to try to out-recruit people, and we're going to get the best players in the country. That's what we're going to do. Well, as Penny is growing and developing as a coach, maybe that's not what's best for him as a head coach. Maybe he had to go through some years to learn that and grow and develop and get better and take maybe some guys that fit more his personality. So I think for everyone to be critical of him, and I get it, and I was on Jeff Goodman's hot seat last year, and it's not something that's fun, and I love the Field of 68, and Goodman's been great to me since I've been on that. But let's let the guy continue to grow. And, oh, by the way, it's not like they're below 500. They're winning 20 games a year, and if you look at their schedule this year, he didn't back down from playing anybody, and I know St. Louis has underachieved a little bit to a certain extent, but he played St. Louis, he played VCU, he played Texas A&M, he's played Auburn, he's obviously Houston in his league. Man, he didn't shy away or back down from anyone, even with what they lost from last year. I think they hit it big in the transfer portal with Davis, maybe the best transfer in the country, and they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. I think my biggest question for Memphis fans is just what's the expectation for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think realistic. First of all, on Goodman, and I told him this privately, it was absurd for him to ask that question of, is Penny the right guy? After a game where they went toe-to-toe with the number one team in the country for 40 minutes without their best player and starting point guard. Like, they lost by eight.
No question.
You know, like, that's one where Goodman, I think, would admit, I probably would like to have that. Maybe he would admit it, but we all know it's true. Like, that was just, that was a miss from Goodman. He has a lot of them. That was one of them. In terms of the
other thing for me, guys, and not to cut you off, is, hey, man, like, he doesn't have to do this, right?
No
like,
doubt.
He does not have to do this. He poured, like, I remember watching him when he was coaching AAU at the Peach Jam, and I think that was, like, the first time for me where I was like, whoa. You know, and we had Brad Beal at Florida, and I think Brad doesn't coach his team, but he's there, and he's investing in those kids. Yeah. I would say the same thing about Chris Paul. I'll never forget CP3 was, like, in not the Peach Jam. They were in the Peach State or whatever that tournament is when you don't make the Peach Jam, and Chris Paul is at an 8 a.m. game in there at that site. I just had great respect because those guys don't have to do that. And Penny didn't have to do what he did for the community after he was done playing and making, you know, millions of dollars and being one of the best players in the NBA, and now he's back at his alma mater. He doesn't have to do this, but he's still pouring into those kids, and he's still growing as a head coach, and I just have tremendous respect for that. And, oh, by the way, he's winning 20-plus games a year. If you look at their schedule in the league, they lost to Tulane twice. Ron Hunter is a really, really good basketball coach, a really good basketball coach. You guys just said it in terms of going toe-to-toe with Houston without their best player. They did that. They get a chance and opportunity to play Houston again. So, you know, and their non-conference schedule, you could put that schedule up against a lot of teams in the country. And, oh, by the way, Texas A&M is in a race for the SEC championship.
Yep.
Memphis beat Texas A&M.
They beat four teams from the SEC this year. They played Alabama within three.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
so I'm not saying this because I grew up an Orlando Magic fan. I think the guy is doing a phenomenal job. He does not have to do this. I think he's done an unbelievable job even before he was the head coach of Memphis at pouring into those kids. You talk about Jalen Crutcher. Jalen Crutcher played for Cowboy. Didn't even play for Penny. But Jalen's family is so well-known in that community. They have a relationship with Penny. Jalen's mom, Sheila, she's one of the greatest ladies of any player I ever recruited, just in terms of having a big heart, a kind heart, and she has great respect for Penny. So I just think the job that he's done just in that community is phenomenal, and they're really good. And with Davis and what they've gone through and the games they've won in the non-league, that's a team I would not want to see in the NCAA tournament.
I totally agree. We're talking to Matt McCall, former UMass and Chattanooga coach, Field of 68, NBC Sports College basketball analyst. To your question about expectations, I think this is where Jeff kind of got a little side. I think Jeff's expectations for the Memphis basketball program are bigger than the fans' expectations for I think people here are reasonable. Like, I think people are smart enough to understand that outlier with Cal for the four straight 31 seasons, those days are not coming again, right? Those days are over. But
well, take it for a guy too that coached at UMass for 5 years, and I almost felt like for 5 years I was chasing a ghost because of what John Calipari did in the mid-90s at UMass. No one's done that since. There's been pockets of success. Derek Kellogg took the team to the tournament in 2014, but outside of that, nobody else has gone to the NCAA tournament. So what John Calipari has done at places to try and do that and recreate that is impossible.
Yeah,
I can. As a guy that was at UMass for 5 years, and I was trying, I felt like I was completely chasing a ghost. And I'm not trying to compare just because I was there at Florida either. But I don't think anyone at the University of Florida is going to be able to recreate what Billy Donovan did.
Right.
And Mike White did an unbelievable job at Florida. And Gator fans got frustrated. Guys, you were in the tournament every single year. And he took you to an Elite Eight. He may have not won an SEC championship, but no one's ever going to do what Billy did at Florida. Nobody. Let's just get that out there and put that out there. And you've got to be excited when your team is in the tournament and you have a chance to win a national championship. If you're in that field, you've got a chance. And if you're in that field, your fans should be excited. Everyone should be excited. And that's where I think sometimes, because of what Hall of Famers have done before you, fans can get, or media can get, a little bit off kilter, because that's a very, very difficult thing to do.
Coach, I'm curious to put you in administrative seat. If you were Ole Miss, you've moved on from Kermit Davis. Is your first call to Chris Beard?
Oof. First of all, I've got great respect for Kermit Davis. I know that athletic directors have to do their job. I think sometimes for me, with you know, these coaching changes and what goes on, it's, you know, you fire Kermit Davis, who's a really, really good coach. Hey, who are you going to get? Right? Like who are you going to get? I've said this on the Field of 68 as well. You know, everyone's all over Chris Holtmann at Ohio State, who's a really good basketball coach. Who are you going to get? So I think with Ole Miss, you know, I think Chris Beard, I know the charges were dropped. I think you've got to vet that whole process out and make sure that that's the right person to run your program. I'm not saying anything negative about Coach Beard. I have great respect for him as a head coach. I think with the ties to Mike White, who played there, Dusty May at FAU, and what he's doing this year, he's got Todd Abernathy on his staff. I know that'll be another guy that's in the mix. The question will be, does Dusty want to leave sunny South Florida, which is where I live right now, which is pretty nice. We don't have too many bad days of weather down here. But, you know, I've got great respect for Coach Davis. He took that team to an NCAA tournament. I mean, you know, like, go back to Andy Kennedy. I mean, you know, let's go back there. Why is he no longer the head coach there, right? I mean, there was excitement in basketball when he was there. We lost to him in the SEC tournament when they had Marshall Anderson. So it'll be interesting to see the direction that they go in. I know Beard will be on the list, but I think that process with everything that he went through at Texas, they're going to have to vet that out and make sure he's the right guy.
Hey, man, this was great.
Man, thank you for this.
Appreciate the time, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, guys. Like I said, love Memphis hoops. You know, I don't go to the NCAA tournament as a head coach without Greg Pryor and Jonathan Burroughs Cook, and loved coming there, going to Chang's Wings before I'd go see Crutcher and CJ Anderson as well, Chris Chioza. So coach some great ones from that town. So anytime you guys want to have me on, don't hesitate to reach out.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep. He is Matt McCall, former UMass and Chattanooga coach. And I think you can tell sort of it's been a minute since he's recruited the Memphis area, you know, just because – you know, there's a new sheriff in town when it comes to the wings, right? It's Wing Guru.
Well, there's no question about that.
We'll put him up on that.
Can't hold that against him.
No. We'll put him up on that next time he's in. It's probably been, he was at Chattanooga in like 2015 mm-hmm. before, you know, Wing Guru had opened. So, you know, we got to put him up on that. But
that's fun talking Memphis basketball with him.
Yeah, I appreciated
Memphis
his
recruiting.
His perspective there.
Crutch and Penny share the same birthday. Remember Penny pointed that out? They're real tight. They text each other all the time. You remember that relationship he was speaking of between Crutch and Penny?
Yeah, yeah. We always, you know, maybe
that's been written about before. They share the same birthday. They're tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember us going crazy on Tubby about not recruiting Jalen Crutch?
Yeah, you specifically brought that up at the time.
He tried late. It was too late. We're like, he's going to Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he decommitted after Matt left to go to, and then he decommits and goes to Dayton. But he was going to go with Matt
Incredible.
To Chattanooga, and Memphis just going to let him walk.
Who did Jalen play for at AAU?
He told you, Cowboy.
It was a Cowboy.
Yeah.
You know,
he was kind of, you know, Cowboy, you know, at that point you're talking, you know, Penny and them and Team Thad, and Jalen was just doing his thing with Cowboy, and everybody said, oh, he's got him one, but there wasn't as much attention on that team, obviously, with everybody that, you know, Penny and Team Thad would suck in. And so Jalen's starring for this team and was a stud at Ridgeway. And I guess at that time, like he said, the 6'1", 6'2 frame was kind of slight, even though he played stronger than he was. Then he grew into that body, and it just absolutely took off. But
you know,
but he was the perfect Tubby player mm-hmm. in terms of the kind of player Tubby liked to recruit, mm-hmm. right? Not a 5-star, not a 4-star, and a guy you go find because you see him and you say, you know what, that's a basketball player I can coach up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was so frustrating.
You know, another one I want to say another one that Tubby had in his lap, but he said no to, was Jarkel Joyner. Do you remember that name?
I don't know if he was in Tubby's lap because he played at one point for Team Penny. Like, Jarkel was always highly thought of. Is he not out of Tubby's league a little bit?
Maybe. It was either Crutcher or Joyner. It was one of the two. Whichever one played for M33M. I don't remember which one. It was one of the two, though. Because I remember hearing, like, it was trying to happen. And Tubby said
that
no.
Was Crutch bouncing around a little bit.
Yeah.
Just wonder.
Yeah, no, it was Joyner.
Okay.
It was definitely Jarkel Joyner. I just got confirmation. And you know what Jarkel Joyner is doing right now by chance?
Man, killing it for I just saw him on television, led him in scoring.
17 a game.
Yeah.
17 a game. He was done deal to Memphis, and Memphis said no. He ended up he's bouncing around a little bit. He went to like Cal State Bakersfield.
I used that. Ole Miss for a minute.
Yeah, he went to Cal State, then he went to Ole Miss, and now he's at NC State. But still, I mean, he's been a double digit scorer his whole career. You know? And
the 17's with who?
NC State right now.
Yeah, NC State. I could not think of it for anything. Yeah.
But that was another one. That was another one that Memphis could have and just passed on. Egregiously. Jaren's cousin. What was Jaren's cousin's name, bro?
Oh, that transfer.
Yeah. You remember his name?
I can't remember his name.
Well, he must have not gone to do great things.
But that was an easy one. Well, he got hurt the next year at that new school. He got hurt like first game of the season, out for the year.
Okay.
I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to be able to find it if you don't have it.
Was it Illinois State or something? Or
that
something
sounds
like
that sounds uh-huh. right. Mm-hmm. Like what, Illinois State?
And Jaren had
you just said
him.
It. It's got
to
be true.
Jaren exactly had brought right. him to Tubby and said, dude, this guy can he can go for you. And the kid was interested, and Tubby like never returned the call or something.
That's incredible.
It was a
and you
bad
know what's
deal.
Funny is as good as he did without all of these dudes, just, I mean, it would have been feasible with these kids. Mm-hmm. It would have been feasible.
It was De'Anthony Hawkins.
That's him.
Yeah.
De'Anthony Hawkins. I don't remember. De'Anthony Hawkins.
No, you shouldn't remember him because he went
so.
To
I think
Illinois
that's the
State.
First name.
He went to friggin' Illinois State, Yeesh. Man. He's the big. He's a big, right? He's like 6'8", and that is wouldn't
I
that.
Thought he's more of a wing, but yeah, mm-hmm. maybe power forwardish, small forwardish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the dude, bro. I'm pretty. Oh, excuse me. No.
Yeah,
he was a departure. So. What year would this have been? Would this have been 2016, Tubby's first year or his second year?
Tubby by then was second year.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing. I don't remember. Jaren was gone from the program, brought this kid back to him, had him visit, and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. The world may never know, my man.
Kid was expecting a call and never got one.
Damn. That one hurts.
Not more than Jalen Crutcher, though. That one was obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, I just turned off him. ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little? or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a day it was yesterday at Topps Barbecue. Brand new location, 4199 on Hacks Cross. We are serving breakfast there. We're not in breakfast time anymore, but just one offering there. It was amazing, man. It was truly humbling to see everybody that came out to say hello and to support our partners there at Topps. Get those 1990s prices, man. You know,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was awesome, though, to see everybody. It's a beautiful location, too.
Yep.
Looks great. It's big. Got a lot of space. But look, beyond the location and beyond the inside, you know what it's all about at Topps Barbecue. It's that barbecue. It's the cheeseburger, fire braised chicken sandwich. Price is back to normal today, but that's okay because the quality is there to match.
Try that breakfast if you haven't already. You know, you usually think of Topps growing up. I know I was. Lunch and dinner, of course. But that breakfast, you will absolutely love it. That maple syrup-infused waffle they've got, it's perfect because it's not messy. You can eat it on the way to work. Their hash browns are fantastic. Got a bunch of great breakfast sandwiches to choose from. So try your breakfast, too, at Topps. You can go all day long, baby. That's Topps Barbecue. Always innovating, always growing. 70 years and still smoking.
So I guess a couple of things to touch on here. Memphis basketball played and won last night. It's actually a great weekend of college hoops tonight. I mean, Friday night's always bad, Jason. You have Xavier Seton Hall. Does that get your blood going?
Not at all.
Well, consult your doctor, because I think that's a big one. That's certainly a big one. You're rooting for Seton Hall there, my man.
Yeah.
Aren't you? I guess it doesn't matter because you didn't beat them. They beat you.
That still helps with your strength of schedule, I suppose. But, you know, metrically, it's probably not going to move the needle much.
Yeah, so Memphis won on the road.
You want to talk Big East, you need to talk Cam Jones.
Okay. Marquette.
They're going to win it.
If we're going to talk about Marquette, we're going to talk about Shaka Smart's hair.
Since we're talking about great Memphis players that got out of Memphis, there's another one for you.
Man.
Get out of ECS.
I mean, that's what.
Have you seen what he's doing at Marquette, Brad?
That's what Matt was doing.
Damn, ECS kids. Yes.
I mean, Matt was just coming on and just reminding all the Memphis kids that
that's
got
what he
out.
Did. That's what the mode got me in.
Because mm-hmm.
back then, I mean, we were losing it, losing some of these guys. Even with Chioza, with Pastner, we were telling him.
Yeah.
Like, Florida has offered now. This kid is legit.
No, we did.
You're late
you're on it.
To the
you're
party,
on it.
And it cost him. When you're late on Billy Donovan, you ain't getting him.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
Yeah, that was one where, man, that one hurt. And you knew at the time, because I remember doing a story on the kid when he was like a sophomore. I was like, I know he's small, but this dude is a gamer, you know? Like, he's a point guard, and that's what Memphis did not have. But Memphis did get the dub last night on the road at Wichita State. Over at bracketmatrix.com, they've only partially updated their brackets today. So there are only 83 possible brackets, Jason. Mm-hmm. Memphis is in 82 of the 83, though. So, I mean, they're getting – and there's only a possible, I think, 114 maybe. And Lenardi said, I guess, on TV before the game that if Memphis goes 2-2 in these next four before the Wichita State game, that they are safely in. So, I mean, that's according to Lenardi.
Is it safe if you lose to Cincinnati and Houston? Is it safe?
That's what,
when you are a 10 seed.
That's what
by
dude
Lenardi
said, bro.
Right now.
Well,
I know
there'll be a
play-in. And he said it so confidently. I think it's what we said, John. It was the point to pat us on the Mac. I think it's the same thing. You're in a play-in, but you're still like you're worried on Selection Sunday. Like that's the thing about it. Safely in just doesn't seem like the case. If you did, because again, remember Cincinnati loss would be quad three.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
What's the quote?
You know, right now you only have one quad three or four loss.
Joe Lenardi says 2-2. This is from Calkins.
Yeah.
Joe Lenardi says 2-2 down the stretch is enough to pretty much assure Memphis.
Yeah, and
spot.
He said it confidently, and then he dropped him from a 9 to a 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving you the facts. I think a lot of that was course correction like we talked about.
Well, you're a play-in, right? A spot means play-in. That's what that means.
Okay.
If they go 2-2, they're going to be a play-in team. If they go 3-1, they're going to have an at-large berth and not be in Dayton. I think that's pretty fair to assume. Because you got to think if they're going to win a game or two in the AAC tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, the only one?
No, it's two.
Okay, two.
Yeah.
Two
without having
to
buy, you have to win three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you got to assume at least one win there. So
my point is, you're still in the same boat because you gained nothing from beating these teams. We saw with Wichita State, you actually dropped a spot according to Lenardi. You're in the same boat. You can't afford to lose to Cincinnati. It's quad three. Can't afford to lose to SMU. It's quad three. Are they in right now? Yes, but you don't want to be backed up any more than you already are. Like we said, I mean, they're not first in last four byes now. They're third, which is only two spots away from last four in. That's after a win at Wichita State. So don't play with,
I agree.
Let's not act like there's a lot of room between your back and the wall.
No, there's not.
Just handle business against Cincinnati like you have. Go to 4-0 against the guys that, you know, you decided y'all can move on for the program. What we called them yesterday, pushouts. That's what it is. Go to 4-0, knock off Nolley for a second time this year, and then all you got left is to not get beat at SMU.
Right.
And then it's really kind of a free swing. That would be, I suppose, for seeding purposes.
Yes.
Against Houston that regular season finale.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's dependent on does North Carolina beat Virginia on Saturday. I mean,
you talk about somebody's underachieving.
Oh, dude.
And should you be asking if this guy's a bad coach?
Right. Hubert should not be getting a second contract, if we're being honest.
I mean, he made a run last year, but this is starting to look like
well, it's a wash.
Patrick Ewing made a run at Georgetown that year. He ended up crazily winning the Big East tournament, but it's been a mess. My gosh, Hubert. They started preseason number one, right?
Yes, bro. It is one of the most disappointing seasons of all time. And they brought everybody back from that.
Man, Baycott down there, and they're still getting outscored in the paint this season.
Baycott came back. Love came back. RJ Davis came back. Leaky Black is back. I mean, they brought back everybody on
that
team.
They only lost the white kid, the shooter. Manic or something, whatever his
name
was.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. He was a beast.
But no, look what you brought back, though.
Yeah. No, it's true.
That one dude doesn't account for, what was it, 0-8, quad ones, 0-9, whatever it is?
Brady Manning was a big part of them. But,
yeah, he's a stud.
But you're right. I mean, I think it's one of the most disappointing seasons of all time. They're a number one preseason team.
I don't think that's an exaggeration.
That is currently on track to miss the entire field.
Yeah, dude's getting all kinds of looks upside his head from those North Carolina boosters.
I wouldn't play with it. I mean, I know he's one of them, but that's not a brand you can be
playing. You're going to fire one of your own after 2 years?
He's on the hot seat.
Oh, it's hot as heck next year.
Yeah.
They won't do it this year.
No, he's not going to get fired this season, but, I mean, he's going in with no cushion. If he if he misses the tournament year three, he'll be fired. It's that simple.
I believe that. They're too proud of programs.
Yeah, I mean, you don't sit around.
Roll around in that for too long.
Yeah. You don't sit around and wait, bro. Not at that program. You can have a lot of pretty much anybody. So I would definitely expect him to, I would expect him to, and look, it's not going to be easy. I mean, because he's a product of UNC. He was an assistant there. Now mm-hmm. he's, but I think Hubert himself, I think Hubert would resign. Don't you? It'd be one of those deals where he steps down.
Maybe.
You wouldn't get fired?
Just two, though. Do you feel like you've...
Not two, but three.
Oh, yeah. I guess. Look, we're saying after year three.
He caught lightning in a bottle in year one. Really easy to explain. Like, they were not good all regular season long, and mm-hmm. they got hot for for five games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all that happened. Like, if you could play out three seasons, you've played 30 games,
yeah.
you were good for five. They were the most important five.
How are you 47 at the net and you're 0-9 in quad ones?
Unacceptable, man. Unacceptable.
It seems like a high net. Memphis has been in the 40s, now they're just now getting in the 30s, I guess. And, you know, in this North Carolina team, 0-9 in quad ones, still sitting at 47.
Yeah. So, and look, I mean, it's just not a program where you sit around and win, to me. Like, you just can't. You can get whoever you want. So, I would expect the next year to be the year for him, no doubt about it. But right now, Memphis is on track, and they are back in action on Sunday against Cincinnati. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on Friday. Jason and John, I just trying to...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FM, ESPN. Big weekend of college basketball, so I will be getting active on Superbook Sports. That's where you can get the chance every single week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Vegas. No fancy computer algorithms, no guys across the pond setting lines for American sports, just the best team of odds makers in the business behind the counter at the Superbook in Vegas. Superbook's got some of the best odds boosts and promo bets everywhere and anywhere, so if you want to get involved, download the Superbook Sports app or visit Superbook.com. Start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. We've talked a lot about the Tigers. We have not talked a lot about the Grizzlies, and I guess it's because it was an L last night, and it looked good for a long time. But they did fall apart there late, didn't they? Outscored 35-24. In the fourth quarter. This is despite, what was that, a 17-point first quarter for Desmond Bane. I mean, it was absurd, all the shots he was making and things he was doing. That looked like 2021 DB.
Mm-hmm.
But he did kind of cool off after that, and the Grizzlies weren't able to get the win. Look, Philly is good. You know,
yep.
They're a good team. They are certainly in the discussion for an NBA Finals appearance. I mean, why wouldn't they be? They've got Joel Embiid. They've got James Harden. Maxey coming off the bench and giving them some scoring. You add DeAnthony Melton. You add P.J. Tucker. You've got Harris. Tobias Harris was big last night for him at 20 points. They're a team that's, like, they're there, and their fans expect them to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Grizzlies are getting into that territory. Maybe they're not there fully all the way yet. So I don't overreact to just this one game in a vacuum. I think in terms of just the way the season's playing out, it has not been super fun. Like, it was a lot of fun for the first, 42 games of the season or so. And now, since Steve Adams has gone out, it's been less fun. And the schedule is going to get tough. You know, the beauty of that is if you come out on the right side of these games, you'll feel a lot better about what the Grizzlies can do in the playoffs. I mean, that's a fact, because you're going to play a lot of playoff teams.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to play the Clippers twice. You're going to play, like, teams like the Thunder and championship contenders like the Bulls coming up. So these are things you're going to have on your – well, the Bulls you can never count out.
With Pat Bev, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the most – on the Mount Rushmore, according to ESPN, of all-time greats for that franchise.
Listen, I think Stephen Adams can fix a lot, and I can do it very quickly. The issue is you're one of the worst fourth-quarter teams in the league, and that's for the season. So you were that with Stephen Adams, and you've been that without him. They've got to find a way to close out again, get back to call 12 – finishing off games, whatever it is. Last night, you're in a game with a contender with your best player, 3 of 16 from the floor. You don't have Steven Adams. You don't have a shooter in Luke Kennard. So you really could look at that game and say, listen, yeah, we were up 17. Yeah, we blew a lead, outscored 10-1 to close out the game. But there's a lot of things, Jaren included in that game, how physical he was, the block of Embiid. Did you see when Niang took the ball from him after he took the ball from Tobias? Like, he was laughing. There's a confidence that's coming with dude as a veteran now that you saw even some more of last night. I know he didn't hit the three late, was fading, was a bad decision. But there are positives to come out of that, knowing that unlike Philadelphia, you weren't at full strength last night. The issue is, how do you fix the fourth quarter stuff? Because that was bad with Steven. It's been bad without him. That's the thing that you've been all season long. And just adding a couple players, that's no. You got to help work on that with the guys that you've got right now. Ja's got to be call 12 again like we talked about. You know, I don't think you're going to get Bane back to that pre-injury level, the 30-point guy that he was or capable of beforehand. But there's enough still out there to win a first-round playoff series and maybe even a second-round playoff series. But what is also clear is they don't have enough to take the next leap, to go to the next tier, where a Boston can survive, even with Jaylen Brown out, Jason Tatum going 3 of 16, they're still winning because they're so deep. Memphis is clearly not have that advantage.
Yeah. On the other side, Joe Lunardi just put out a brand-new, you know, he has that seed list now. He's got Memphis as the first 10, so that's definitely comfortable, right? If you're the first 10 seed, that gives you 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, that gives you a lot of room there.
He's gotten his last four byes on the one this morning. I mean, with the third of the last four byes, and so you're two spots away from being last four in.
Great. Oh, excuse me. I read it the wrong way. Yeah, he still does have him as the last 10 seed here, so he's got him at number 40.
I'm saying it ain't.
Yeah,
it ain't time to just be feeling super safe all of a sudden. Although, yes,
with a win against Cincinnati, it would be very. You'd be very close.
You've been trying all day to say cement it.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it to you.
It'd be very close.
It's a quad three loss.
Yeah,
you could lose a quad three to SMU.
You better not lose to SMU, bro.
I'm just saying you could.
You're going to be a huge favorite of that game.
No, nah,
but it is
losing,
there.
Though.
It is there.
Kendrick ain't losing going home.
And that's going to be like, you know, the message in that locker room is going to be, if we lose this game, we're out.
Even if that's what I would say. Even if that's not the case.
Exactly. Yeah. You win and you're in
all day,
and you lose, you're out.
With you 100%.
This is assuming a Cincinnati win, right? So assuming a Cincinnati win. So anyway, should be a fun
weekend
of basketball in Memphis. Thanks to Matt McCall for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Anthony Stain for joining us as well. Gino and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN on the free Odyssey app now. For every hour of listening when logged into the Odyssey app or online at 92.9ESPN.com, you get one entry for free tickets to see Shinedown's Revolutions Live Tour on Friday, April 21st. One hour of listening to 92.9 logged into the Odyssey app. One entry for a pair of free Shinedown tickets from 92.9. Odyssey 92.9 contest rules apply. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.